بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم in this hadith mentions the benefits of istighfar and tawbah. The benefits of istighfar and tawbah are many. Mentioned in various ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and also in various verses of the glorious Quran. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhamba lahu. Tawbah washes away sins. At-ta'ibu min al-dhamb, the one who repents from sin. Kaman la dhamba lahu is like that person who has no sin. So a person who commits a sin and thereafter sincerely repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is remorseful, regretful, he stops that sin and he makes a firm resolution not to commit that sin in the future. And if that sin is related to any of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he seeks forgiveness from that servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. This is sincere tawbah, sincere repentance. So when a person sincerely repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sin of the sinner who is repenting, be that sin minor or major. التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. The one who repents from sin is like that person who has no sin. So you have a sinless person and you have a person who has committed a sin. There is a lot of difference between the two. Sinless person, Allah is happy with him. And a person with sin, Allah is unhappy with him. Sinless person is in the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who has sinned is deprived of the closeness, the proximity and the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sinless person is granted the tawfiq to do good. Sinful person is deprived of this tawfiq. Sinful person, sinless person, is granted peace and tranquility. Whereas a sinful person is deprived of peace and tranquility. Sinless person is granted comfort even in situations of difficulty. But a sinful person will have to struggle even in situations of comfort. He will experience difficulty. A sinless person will be granted barakah in everything in his life, whereas a sinful person will be deprived of this barakah. So there is a lot of difference between the two. A sinless person is walking on the path towards Jannah, and a sinful person is walking towards the path, on the path towards Jahannam. Big difference between the two. And the thing that makes both of them equal is tawbah. There is a vast difference between the two, and the thing that makes them equal, brings them close to each other and makes them same in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes them deserving of all the good and makes them immune from every evil is tawbah. Because the person who is sinless is worthy of all the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including safety from anxieties and calamities, a sinless person. And as soon as the sinful person repents, he becomes like this sinless person. At-taibu min ad-dham kaman la dhanba lahu. A person who repents from sin, and any sin, minor, major, any number of sins, 50, 500, 1000, as soon as he repents, and it will take only moments, as soon as he repents, these moments will make him equal to that person who has not committed sin. And istighfar and tawbah is an amal in its own right. And every amal makes a person advance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Depending on the quality of the tawbah and istighfar that this sinful person is making, it is possible that this tawbah and this istighfar may make him advance more than the person who is sinless. It's possible. Depending on how much regret he has, how much remorse he has, how much sincere he is for the future, and how much effort he exerts in carrying out other good deeds, in trying to please the Creator who he had displeased a few moments ago.
This is the greatest benefit of tawbah. That tawbah washes away sins. At-taibu min adh-dhanb kamalla dhanba lahu. Tawbah makes a sinful person sinless in seconds. So much so that tawbah has the ability to wash away the filth of kufr and shirk and nifaq. Kufr, infidelity, disbelieving, shirk, idolatry, nifaq, hypocrisy. Tawbah, the same tawbah. The tawbah that we use to repent from lying, from backbiting, from adultery, from fornication, that same tawbah, same regret, remorse, shunning kufr, shunning nifaq, shunning shirk, and making a firm resolution not to go back to kufr, shirk and nifaq. Finish. Tawbah is there. And it washes away the filth of kufr, filth of shirk, filth of nifaq. A person may spend 80 years in the filth of kufr, in the filth of shirk, in the filth of nifaq. And after 80 years, with sincere repentance, he says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. All filth of 80 years washed away, and he will go straight into Jannah if he was to die. Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al Jannah. One who says La ilaha illallah, he will enter Jannah. This is one benefit of Tawbah. Second benefit of Tawbah. Unhappy, Allah becomes happy. Displeased, Creator becomes pleased. So unhappy, Allah becomes happy. Or rather, unhappy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very happy. Or even more, unhappy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes extremely delighted. So much so that he declares that I am so happy with this servant of mine who has repented that he is not an ordinary servant now. He is my beloved. Quran says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes those people beloved who repent. And a person will repent after committing a sin. So the sinful person, when he commits a sin, a sinful person when he repents, and when repenting becomes tawwab, the one who is repenting, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become so happy with him that he will make him his beloved. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also mentioned this. At-taibu habibullah. The ta'ib, the one who makes tawbah, the one who repents, is the habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the second benefit. Third benefit. Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara yursilis sama'a alaykum midarara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down rain. Because we are not farmers, rain is not important to us. But rain is very important. Whether we are farmers or not. Because rain does not affect us directly, we cannot understand the importance of rain. No rain, no food, no survival. No rain, no water to quench our thirst. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes unhappy, He punishes His servants by holding back rain. So Allah says that I am unhappy with you. Istaghfiru rabbakum. Make istighfar and tawbah. I will become happy with you. Yursilis sama'a alaykum midarara. And I will send down rain. Monsoon. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Another benefit of repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will make you wealthy. Wabaneen, another benefit of rain, another benefit of tawbah and istighfar, I will give you children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Another benefit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will make good orchards for you. So you will have so many fruit trees laden with fruits. I will grow fruits for you. And I will create streams and rivers for you. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi states that a person came to Hasan Bisri rahmatullahi alayhi. And he was a farmer and he complained of the lack of crops due to lack of rain. Make dua for us. Hasan Bisri rahmatullahi alayhi said, istighfar and tawbah, go. Istighfar and tawbah. Another person came and he complained of poverty. Hasan Bisri rahmatullahi alayhi said, hold fast to istighfar and tawbah. Another person came and he complained of not having children. Hasan Bisri rahmatullahi alayhi said, hold fast to istighfar and tawbah. So one of his students said, everybody is coming with a different problem and you are showing the same solution to everybody. Hasan Bisri rahmatullahi alayhi recited this. So he said, yes, Allah says in the Quran, quoting Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, saying to his people, istaghfiru rabbakum, make tawbah and istighfar, yursil is-samaa'a alaykum midrara wa yumdidkum bi amwalin wa banin. Allah Ta'ala will send down rain, Allah Ta'ala will grant you wealth, Allah Ta'ala will grant you children. In this hadith also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned three benefits of istighfar and tawbah. And we all are in need of these three benefits. We are in need of everything that has been previously mentioned in this gathering. We are in need of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need of expiation of our sins. We are in need of wealth. We are in need of children. We are in need of rain. We are in need of becoming the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all our needs. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned three benefits, which are again our needs. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man lazim al istighfar," one who holds fast to istighfar and tawbah. Only istighfar is not sufficient. Istighfar with tawbah. Only saying astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. There is no intention within the heart and the mind to repent or to leave or to shun the evil we are doing. After watching a film, astaghfirullah, 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 what have I done? But the heart and mind says, I'm going to do this again tomorrow. This is not tawbah, this is not sincere tawbah. Or whilst committing a sin, looking at a non-mahram lady, a person is saying, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. A person is backbiting and he is saying, whilst backbiting, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, and he continues again. This is disrespecting the ni'mat of istighfar that Allah has granted us. This is playing with that ni'mat. This is ridiculing that ni'mat. It is for this reason, some very pious people have said, istighfaruna yahtaju ila istighfarin kathir. Our saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah is in need of lot of istighfar. Because our istighfar does not mean anything. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. When we hear regarding some filthy disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our bayans, in nasa'ih, we say astaghfirullah. That's all. But what is the feeling of the heart? Do you want to shun it? From today you will abstain from it? Is there any intention? La tawbata ma'al israr. La tawbata ma'al israr. If a person has the intention of continuing with the sin, then such a person will not deserve the benefits of tawbah. Because in reality his tawbah is not tawbah. So the person who asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness with tawbah, من لزم الاستغفار مع التوبة استغفروا ربكم مع التوبة إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. Not without توبة. توبة لمن وجد في صحيفته استغفارا كثيرا مع التوبة. With توبة. استغفار with توبة. So when a person on a daily basis says astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah with tawbah, sooner or later this will have an effect on his heart. He says astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, I repent from all the sins, O Allah, I ask for forgiveness, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. 100 times he makes a firm resolution, after 5 minutes he commits a sin. But when he was saying astaghfirullah 100 times, at that moment his frame of mind was that, no, I will not commit any sin. But after 5 minutes again, his nafs overcomes, or he is overcome by nafs, he is overcome by shaitan, he commits a sin. Second day, same thing happens. Third day, same thing happens. Fourth day, same thing happens. Slowly, slowly, now he will commit a sin, not after 5 minutes, after 10 minutes. Then after 15 minutes. Then after 20, there, resisting power will increase until a time will come when he will be able to resist for 24 hours and thereafter for the rest of his life. One who holds fast to istighfar with tawbah, what will Allah grant him? Allah will grant him 3 very important and necessary items. 3 very important and necessary items for the human. Number 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove his difficulty. Difficulty or difficulties. Allah will remove difficulty or difficulties. Number 2, Allah will remove his anxiety. And number 3, Allah will remove his poverty. Now we are humans. We live in a world where we are faced with a difficulty or difficulties on a regular basis. Anxiety or anxieties on a regular basis. and poverty on a regular basis. Poverty. Sometimes poverty of wealth and sometimes poverty of ilm, for example. Ilm. You find yourself in a place where you are faced with a situation and you cannot work out whether to do or not to do because you do not know the mas'ala. You do not know the Shari'i ruling. So you are poor as far as this aspect is concerned. You are in poverty. Just like a hungry person. He hasn't eaten for 24 hours. He is looking for food. And if he does not find food, he is in trouble. Similarly, this person, if he cannot work out whether to do or not to do, he is in trouble. Because he needs to know whether to move forward or move backward. He doesn't know whether it's permissible or not permissible. Allah will remove this poverty. Because of istighfar with tawbah, Allah will send somebody. Allah will create the means whereby he will acquire this ilm and he will be able to take the right step. So rizq, warazaqahu rizq. Rizq here is every type of rizq. If a person needs water, Allah will grant him water to quench his thirst. If a person needs food, Allah will grant him food. If a person needs assistance through manpower, Allah will grant him manpower. If he is in need of a good lawyer, Allah will grant him a good lawyer. This is all rizq. Allah will grant him whatever he requires. If he is suffering from ignorance, Allah will grant him knowledge. So Allah will remove his difficulty, Allah will remove his anxiety, and Allah will remove his poverty, poverty of all sorts. So basically Allah Ta'ala will grant him everything. Istighfar and tawbah. Man lazim al-istighfar. One who holds fast to istighfar with tawbah, what will Allah grant him? Number one, ja'alallahu min kulli dhikim makhraja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for him an exit to leave from difficulties. He will find an exit. Allah will create the exit. وَمِن كُلِّ هَمِّن فَرَجَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create peace and tranquility from every anxiety. Allah will create peace from anxiety. Allah will create ease from difficulty. Allah will create khair from shar. أَسَا أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah will sustain him. Or Allah will grant him what he requires from those avenues which he had never even thought of. Let us hold fast to istighfar with tawbah. Istighfar with tawbah. Istighfar with tawbah. Tawbah is the key. Tawbah, tawbah. Remorse, regret, firm resolution not to do it again. And with that, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. This is istighfar. So when one needs to read istighfar at least 100 times daily, one should sit down in a quiet place, close his eyes, concentrate and say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and say to Allah that, oh Allah, whatever sins I am committing, end of it, I will not commit anymore. If you fail after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, don't worry. But at that moment, focus. And motivate yourself to leave all the sins. And say, no, finish. I will carry out all the faraid, I will carry out all the wajibat, all the sunan muakkada, I will abstain from every haram, every makruhe tahrimi, finish from today, no more. If you fail after 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, don't worry. Continue on a daily basis. 100 times at least. And even during the day, whenever you find yourself committing a sin, something that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent immediately and say, Astaghfirullah. Istighfar with tawbah, Astaghfirullah. Why? I am concluding now. Why? Because when a person displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will put him number one in difficulty, number two in anxiety, and number three, Allah will deprive him of all resources. This is how Allah punishes a person. When Allah becomes unhappy, he sends down difficulty, he sends down anxiety, and he takes away the resources. Even an alim will become jahil. Even an alim will become jahil. A knowledgeable person will become ignorant. Allah will take away the ilm, the nur of ilm. Even a hafiz of the Quran, due to sinful activities, will forget his Quran. Allah will take away health. He will suffer. Because when Allah takes away resources, automatically difficulties will come. Anxiety will come automatically. And anxiety is difficulty in itself. So difficulty. Allah will make life difficult. Man aarada an dhikri, fa inna lahu ma'ishatan dhanka. Allah will make life difficult. Very narrow. That is the difference between the sinful people and the awliya, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sinful people, despite having all the resources of comfort, find difficulty and anxiety in their lives. And the awliya, despite having no resources, they find peace and tranquility and enjoyment in their lives. Resources are not important. They are not objectives. Objective is what? Peace. The air condition is not the objective. If the room is cool, but you don't feel comfortable, that is not ni'mat for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when obeyed, becomes happy. And when he becomes happy, he will grant you comfort and peace and tranquility with resources or without resources. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disobeyed, he becomes unhappy. And when he becomes unhappy, he will take away your peace, your tranquility, your comfort. And send down difficulty, calamity, anxiety. Whether he leaves you with resources or he leaves you without resources. So if Allah becomes happy, no difficulty, no anxiety. And all needs fulfilled. And when Allah becomes unhappy, difficulty, anxiety, needs not being fulfilled. Allah says this in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. When a person abstains from sinful activities and makes Allah happy, no difficulty, no anxiety. And Allah fulfills all his needs. And when Allah becomes unhappy, difficulty, anxiety, and no fulfillment of the needs. So Allah is unhappy, so difficulty. Allah is unhappy, therefore anxiety. Allah is unhappy, therefore the needs are not being fulfilled. So how do you make Allah happy? Through istighfar and tawbah. And when a person makes istighfar and tawbah, Allah becomes happy. And when he becomes happy, no difficulty. Difficulty is gone. Anxiety is gone. And he will fulfill all your needs. وَرَزَّقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. It is for this reason I continually emphasize. The cycle in life is taqwa, tawba. Taqwa, tawba. Taqwa, tawba. If taqwa is there, Allah is happy with you. And when you lose tawba, Allah is unhappy with you. So bring that taqwa back by making tawba. So Allah will become happy with you again. So if you stay in this cycle, taqwa, 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 and when you make a mistake, tawba. So when you make tawba, again you are on taqwa. So taqwa, 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 taqwa. When you lose taqwa again, tawba. Taqwa, tawba, taqwa, tawba, taqwa, tawba. Allah will never become unhappy with you. And when Allah doesn't never becomes unhappy with you, Allah will always remain happy with you. When He is happy with you, He will remove your difficulties. He will remove your anxieties. And He will fulfill all your needs. And if He keeps you in difficulty, He will not let that difficulty make you suffer. If He keeps you in that anxiety, He will not let that anxiety make you suffer. And if He does not fulfill your need, He will not let that unfulfillment of the need make you suffer. He will not let you suffer. Some pious people have said that the pain that I receive upon losing a ni'mat. Listen very carefully. A pious person has said, the pain that I experience in my heart upon losing a ni'mat is more enjoyable than the ni'mat itself. I'm very hungry. I'm looking for food. I find food. And I'm just about to eat the food and somebody goes off with the food. So the pain I have acquired upon losing this ni'mat. He said, the enjoyment I find in this pain that Allah has sent upon me is more enjoyable than the food itself. Where is this enjoyment coming from? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you become Allah's, Allah will become yours. As I said, Allah will create khair from shar. He will grant you goodness from bad. The enjoyment that you will experience in illness, you will not experience that enjoyment in your health. The enjoyment that you will experience in your poverty, you will not experience that enjoyment in your wealth. Because you are all the time connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, the enjoyment that this connection brings, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The feeling that I have lost everything but my Creator. Everybody has left me, but my Creator is still with me. I have lost everything, but I have not lost the love of my Creator. That enjoyment. So hold fast to istighfar with tawbah. And hold fast to taqwa. The month of Ramadan is dawning upon us. And in this month of Ramadan, this is the training we go through. We have to do so many things against our wishes. From dawn until sunset. And summer day is very long in the UK. 20 hours approximately. From dawn until sunset. All pleasures sacrificed. Why? Only because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the 4 hours that we have during the night, we have to perform Maghrib Salat. We have to perform Isha Salat. We also have to perform Fajr Salat, and with that 20 Rak'ah Tarawih. And we all carry these actions out. Why? Because we use our will. And where there is will, there is way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is training us that if you are able to do this, which is taqwa in the month of Ramadan, why can't you do it in Shawwal and Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, Muharram and throughout the year? Allah is training us. Taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The fasting has been prescribed upon you so that you may become muttaqi. You may enlighten your hearts with taqwa. You may acquire the ability to give sacrifice and to abstain from anything that Allah wishes you to abstain from it, from only to please Him. In Ramadan, this training, despite having such a short time between Maghrib and Isha, we rush so that we can get the Takbir-e-Ula in the month of Ramadan. No, we don't want to miss anything. Despite being tired, ill health, no, I do not want to miss Quran. I must perform 20 Rakat Tarawih. Allah is training us. Keep this jazba, this zeal out of Ramadan also. So this month is, the month of Ramadan is to acquire taqwa. And once a person acquires taqwa means he has the ability to abstain from anything that displeases Allah. Then part of taqwa is tawbah. So when a person acquires taqwa, automatically tawbah will come in. So he will abstain from anything that displeases Allah. And if he does overcome by nafs and shaitan, carry out anything which displeases Allah, he will immediately repent and make tawbah. So taqwa, tawbah, these two should be our cycles. Because when a person is with taqwa, inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqeen. Allah loves those people who are muttaqeen. And when a person is repenting, inna Allah yuhibbul tawabin. Allah loves those people who repent. So if a person holds fast to this cycle, taqwa, tawbah, he will die as a person on taqwa, or he will die as a person on tawbah. It's either of two amal that you will be carrying out. And in both situations, you will die as the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.